Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Million Marketer Live. My name is Jenna. Thank you so much for joining us. At Million Marketer, you guys might already know, we test for BPA and phthalates. Those are common plasticizer chemicals that are used in everyday plastics that could interrupt our hormones. And while this is positive for our health, cutting back on plastic is also really good for the earth. So our short-term goal is obviously help you guys feel better and help the family grow. But our longer term is also help build a more sustainable environment. You know, after all, what's the point of having kids if they can't, you know, survive? That's why today we have a very special guest to join us, the Green Living Guy. I just saw his request. I'm going to let him... Oh, hey. Hi, Seth.
Hey. What's up?
Hi. Thank you so much for joining us. I was just about to introduce you. So we're like super, super excited. This is Seth Lightman. Seth does it all. He is a green tech consultant, author, podcaster, contributor to The Hill, and the president of the Greater Hudson Valley Electric Vehicle Association and many, many other things. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me to start and being part of this important conversation about the environment, which is something that is, something needed on the regular. So thank you.
We're totally on the same page. So we appreciate everything you do. So, but before we start, tell us a little bit about your background and how you became the green living guru.
I got my master's in public administration, and I was getting involved in government and that. And then I realized, and I'll put it mildly, how international organizations were with the private sector just really mortgaging the earth, just taking us the earth for granted. So once I realized that, and this is around the time too when the United Nations was defining the term sustainability, as a whole, right? So with all of that, and I mean, I had always been for the environment, but then once I really saw the connection between what the public, the private sector do, and what we can do as consumers, right? Which is the most important part, I think, the secret sauce, as I call it, makes me realize I need to get involved in this. So I worked for the state of New York doing electric vehicle programs, indoor air quality assessments with the EPA, lobbying even in support of back then the first New York State Green Building Tax Credit. And we're talking like in the late 90s is when I got involved in all this. So, but I realized because I was in the alternative fuel vehicle program was helping the director run it. And when I saw it even then, and this is, let's put this in context. This was the EPA and the Department of Energy back then was, mind you, of you know, George Bush, right? But yet they still said, if you put solar with electric cars, oh, how clean, you know, they didn't say, but oh, how clean it is. So I put one and one together, and I just kept going on that. I supported the hybrid electric transit buses over natural gas buses. I support... Whoa. I'm there. Sorry about that. I got so excited I left. So I got involved in, you know, I realized electric vehicles were the way. I was also very interested in my master's program in solar and wind and renewable energies and things like that, but realized that electric cars with renewable energy combined were the saving grace, right? So, and also back then they even told me that, you know, even if you're using coal burning power plants in Ohio, it's still cleaner on a grams per mile basis out of the car or out of the tailpipe than gas cars. So, you know, and then don't get me started on, well, get me started, you know, electric motors are like 90% more efficient, you know, and gas cars are 25 to 30. So you can't outdo the math, you know. I mean, they could say trust the science and all that, but after a while, you just start going, yeah, those are just political terms and not reality. So I kept going with that. I really did. And then when I got, I left the state of New York and formed businesses. One was on electric cars. I think it was a little too early when I got involved in it. And then after I started writing the, I folded one company and started another, McGraw-Hill had asked me to write a book called The Second Edition of Build Your Own Electric Vehicle. The first edition was written by Bob Brandt, who was with NASA. Mm-hmm. He was one of the engineers literally on the lunar rover and wrote the book Build Your Own Electric Vehicle. I then wrote the second and third edition and a host of books called The Green Guru Guides with McGraw-Hill. And then after I wrote the third edition, after meeting Elon Musk and Franz von Holden, the guy who took the sledgehammer to the Cybertruck in that infamous video, you know, that tall blonde guy that's who's his chief designer and all that stuff. We worked together on rewriting the third, which includes a build of a Model S. In the book, yep. Tesla was very open and very willing to share that info with me. So we put that in the book. And then I find out after the fact, I mean, years after, this is after I meet Elon, that his mom gave him the first edition of the book.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So I was like, wow, now I get why he was so interested, right? So but you know, we did other books like Solar Power for Your Home, Do It Yourself Home Energy Audits, Build Your Own Small Wind Power System. I mean, we did a wide variety of books. And the secret here was really to get people empowered and educated on ways to go green. And the book is international. It's, believe it or not, Green Lighting and Build Your Own Electric Vehicle, third edition, are in Mandarin, also translated in Mandarin, and sold there in China, and as well as internationally, all over the world. You know, it's China and the United States are the two biggest markets for me right now. So I think that after I did all that, mind you, when I started my brand, The Green Living Guy, in 2006, and I'm doing this like a Quentin Tarantino movie, where you go forward, then you go back, you go forward and back, but, you know, so be it. So when I did that, I just started a blog. I left partnering with the engineering firm that I was partnered with, and I was about to do the second edition of the book, Build Your Own Electric Vehicles. It was like my first book. And I came up with, I have to work on a brand. And because all it was the ETS Energy blog. And I was like, yeah, that's not going to get any traction. So a friend of mine who had a show on Sundance called The Lazy Environmentalist, the guy's name was Josh Dorfman. We talked about that I'm into green living. And the reason I'm the Green Living Guy is because when I used to work for the state, I was so, again, you know, dealing with electric vehicles in the 90s, you know, they would see me coming down the road. They go, oh, there's that guy. So the Green Living Guy was how the name got. So I got the registered trademark for that and said, if I'm going to make this work, you got to create a brand and go with it and just commit. So I've been committed to this, moving it forward. And now, I'm getting into places like the LA Times. Was just recently in a magazine in Jacksonville because they're working on electric buses and even demonstrating autonomous electric buses in Jacksonville. So, I love what I do. I wake up every day absolutely loving what I do. Some days are rougher than others, is of course. That's the reality. And the environment in this market in electric vehicles is not. It didn't grow overnight. It's taken a while. But if you're patient and you stick to itiveness, there's a lot that can be done. I really also love LEDs, energy efficient lighting. I think it's the lowest hanging fruit. And when I worked for the state of New York, actually was indirectly involved with the changing of the traffic lights to LED from incandescent, which saved the city like billions upon billions of dollars in energy cost. So I support that. We even did that for my school. We were able, because our fields were so bad, athletic fields, we were able to, by just doing out the outdoors, the outdoor parking lot lighting as well as the gym lighting, we were able to refinance debt and help pay down an athletic field, which then brought in more athletes and helped us to just be a all around great school. So, but it's funny because there's a lot of people that work in the banking industry and understand, financing of things. So when they see this now, they realize that to help finance debt, so it's not looked at as just like, oh, let's just change the lights. It's more than that. And they get it. And the maintenance on it as well is significantly less. So, in a long-winded versions of this, it's like three things I always look at, and I've looked at it always like this when I even worked for the state. It's energy efficiency, right? Which is very holistic if you think of it as a term. It helps the environment and it helps the economy. Either the economy of like, the local economy with taxes, or just your own pocket, your own wallet when you do it in your own house. Right now I have the lights on and these lights are brought to you by solar. So it's amazing what can happen if you just keep at it. And that's why I got involved, because I had to love what I do. And I realized the environment and going green and creating content and a brand was my calling, really.
Well, well said. We're gonna talk about those green guys that you put out, and totally on the same page. By creating a brand, so more people know you, so then you can actually, empower people. That's exactly like where we're going to empower consumer with the knowledge about, plasticizer, use less plastic, and all the toxic chemicals, so they can, take actionable steps to do something about it.
I read this book called Plastics, A Toxic Love Story. And when I read that, I realized, oh boy, we've got some issues here. And plastic is like the fallback. I call it the fallback guy for the oil industry, because it's everywhere. Literally, it's everywhere. So people need to be cognizant of that, to the point of recycling. The majority of people don't even recycle in this country. Just basic taking stuff, leaving it in your car, grabbing it, and then like if you go to Starbucks or you go to a pizza shop or you go anywhere and you see a recycling, just dropping it in there versus throwing it in the trash. You know how many times I've seen just people take a bottle and throw it in the trash? They're like, I have no mental capacity, no wherewithal to even think about just even recycling. And I have dealt with people like that all my life, All my life. We did one of the things I did, by the way, and it's on my website, greenlivingguy.com, is we did four TV segments for the city of New York on going green. And one of them is actually on recycling. It's a 3-minute segment, but we talk about all the things that you shouldn't recycle. But plastics is such a big issue. It is like literally a separate hour, 2 hour podcast for you and I that we should do on my show. So that
Next
would be
time
my
we should
well,
do
that's my fair trade, right? You know, you're getting me on
it.
here. So my fair trade is getting you a podcast on my podcast show. So
Will do, will do. So what does green living mean to you?
green living means, and mind you, and I really want to be clear about this, is that green living is not meant to be, I don't want perfection. I'm never looking for perfection. I'm looking for billions of people that are imperfect, because if we get that, we'll be a lot better than we are right now. So I want people to, as I call it in my term, one small step at a time, one day at a time, I want people to once a day try and think of something to go green with that they didn't before. So is it that, and it could be as big as I'm about to buy a new appliance, so I should make it as energy efficient as possible, to do I really need plastic around my bananas? Simple stuff, right? Because if you think about that, if I can get, well, there's only 1 billion people, you know, 8 billion people in this world. So if I can get 0.1% to start not using plastic on their bananas when they go to the supermarket, that's a lot of plastic. So, or if they start buying LEDs for, and by the way, I've learned from Home Depot that the saturation rate of LEDs for consumers is like at 95 to 98%. So I'm not now talking to them anymore. Okay. I'm talking to the private businesses out there. So our economy, right? Private sector, as well as government. Switch out your lighting to LED, right? Switch out government and private business. Every time you have a light that goes out, switch it to LED. Thank me later, switch to LED now, right? And so if you start getting people to start doing things like that, it really makes a big difference. So green living to me, like, is what I'm saying, is a small incremental steps toward a larger, sustainable, and circular environment in the long run. Another thing that I remember, I did a podcast with somebody, and we were talking about, and that they said, "What's the one green thing that we can think of today?" And this was before anybody was even talking about it. And I said, "Well, okay, it's about to be spring. Don't go buy Roundup when you go to Home Depot. Just go it out there, right? Just don't buy Roundup. And what could that do for the environment?" So that's what I consider green living. Sustainability is different than green living. So green living to me is, how can we improve our lives on a daily basis to be a little bit greener than we were yesterday? That because those small improvements on a macro level can mean a lot. And I'm not into just like back then when we started, you know, these earth concerts, it was just like if everybody would switch to from a CFL to an LED. I'm not a one trick pony, you know. That's why I have to think about everything. So everything from an electric car to solar to how we recycle to what we eat to being organic to how should we make our clothes? What clothes should we wear? How long should we wear? I mean, all of these kinds of things, because we all live it anyway. You know, it's like, it's not like I'm like this guy that's thinking about 30 million things. It's like, I wear a shirt. This shirt I got that I am particularly wearing today was from a company that takes plastic bottles and does nothing but recycles them into fibers, right? So that would be a lot better than creating new plastic to create polyester. If we just took the plastic bottles that are not recycled and started recycling them and reusing the fiber and putting it into the clothes, or not even doing that, right? Or just doing organics or hemp, little things. Because I think that to our bathroom, and what I mean by that is, what do we clean our bathroom with? Right? Do we clean it with the heavy toxic stuff, or do we clean it with the, the milder or more eco-friendly type solutions that are better for our waterways? All of, and these are things like, that's green living. Green living is looking at everything you do and how can I make it greener today? I think that that's really what green living to me, over to my life is summed up. So.
Love it. Well said. Small steps is really important. That's also exactly the same message we put out to our reviewers as well as our people who have used our test. It's like one single step at a time, because if you're doing better than yesterday, that's a win for everyone.
I couldn't be happier if somebody tells me on a regular basis, I'm doing X now that I wasn't doing before. I mean, that's one person. I mean, it's like if we all started recycling on the regular, you wouldn't need as many trash pickups, which then saves taxpayers the fuel, the labor, the maintenance on the trucks, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it all that started to get into the circular economy and, our whole circularity of everything. I won't go there, but that's why it makes me excited, because it's like, imagine if you can get people to start doing things, what it means for the larger world. It's exciting. It's exciting stuff.
If someone was never being green living before and they want to start tomorrow, what's your tip for them? What's the first steps they should take tomorrow to start living greenly?
Two things I would suggest. Well, three things. I'll go with three. I'll give them three choices. One, if they were going to go buy some vegetables, and they were usually using something that has that was a number four or a number six, meaning that it's GMO or it has pesticides on it, try the organic once. Try it. Try it. See how much better it tastes. How you feel the nutrients, and I know that sounds stupid, but feeling the nutrients go into you, which they do, like they literally do. You don't, there's a reason why certain apples last forever on a in a bowl, because mostly, and organic ones don't, right? There's a reason for that, folks. So that's the first one. The second one is if they have a light to replace, please go LED. Thank you later. And then the third is, and this is of course going bigger. I'll give you four actually. So the bigger one is if you're choosing a car, go either hybrid, plug-in hybrid, or electric. Of course, I'd love you to go electric, but I understand. And also, if you complain about price, go online and go check out used, and thank me later. Like you can get a Chevy Bolt, no, a Bolt, an old Chevy Bolt for around $10,000. Those things were pretty efficient, so you can try that. And then the fourth is if you own a home and it wasn't brand new. I've said this a million times on my podcast, so I'll do it here. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. My name is Seth, and my attic is under insulated. So I'm going to go to Home Depot or to Lowe's and get some more insulation, because you are. It is. And if you go up in the attic and you see those pockets, put the insulation over it and watch the difference in the climate and the air quality, you know, how you retain, well, nowadays, retain the heat, right, in your house, or the warmth in your house, and then in the summer, retain the air conditioning. So those are the four basic things I can think of for green living right now. I could keep going, but I'll stop myself. But those are the simple ones. And once you realize those, you'll start to think of others as well. Of course, the fifth is go to greenlivingguide.com.
Right. So here's a question for you. You have published like so many books. I know you have at least like 10 books that you've written and or
Nine
co-authored.
books
Nine,
that I've
okay.
either written, co-written, or I was the editor of.
Okay, so if someone were to go out tomorrow to buy one, which one would you recommend?
Ah, it's a great question. Well, if they want a primer, like a basics by doing your cell phone energy audits by David Finley, if you type that in on Amazon, you'll find the book, I guarantee you. And there's Kindle, there's paperback, and if you don't want to buy the full price on paperback, there's used copies. So don't you know, tell me that it's costing me. So that's the first thing. The second one is, of course, if you're going to get an electric car, you got to buy the book Build Your Own Electric Vehicle, third edition, because it's like every guy who's a car or every woman who's a car person, they always have like that book that shows them like of how to make the car. So that's the best move you can do for yourself.
Wonderful. So for like consumers, many of us also fall for these like greenwashing on product. Is that relevant to, electric car industry as well, or even just auto industry in general?
It's a great question. It's a great question. Okay, so let's go through something first on the electric vehicles. Net, an average elect, and this is Wall Street Journal, folks. This isn't me. I'm only repeating the facts. Right. So, sorry, the phone's ringing in the background, but it takes 2 years. 2 years. Driving the car, an electric car, 12,000 miles a year, and then it becomes carbon negative, meaning everything that they did to make the car, everything they did to make the car, to build the car, to making the plastic or whatever on the car is gone. You're carbon negative. So that's why electric cars are loved so much. And also fibbed about so much as well, because they really do have a pretty positive impact. What some people get nervous about, I want to reassure people about this too, okay, is that people think that we're just mining lithium as horribly as we're extracting oil, and it's really not like that. And now, if you read the press, if you were so nervous about where they were being built in like Bolivia or China or Vietnam or anything like that, folks, they're going to start building these things in America because we have lithium here. Lithium's everywhere, but I mean, they don't want to say it, but there's lithium almost in every country. It's part of our.
Earth.
Yeah, I was going to say something like our periodic table. Like, yeah, it's part of the world, you know, folks. So it's here, right? And they're even looking at ways of making it more efficient. So they're including like things like zinc, metals, and stuff like that. So inevitably, your electric car is going to go faster than longer than even a turbo diesel injection. That can go that are considered like the ultimate long range car, right? Well, it's going to go longer than that, folks. It will. What I'm concerned about greenwashing, to be blunt, is when you have car companies saying they're doing stuff and they're not. Or their relative delivery rates are shoddier than shoddy. So I recommend everybody to really read between the lines and be cognizant of I'm not going to call it fake news. I'm just going to say that, even when I was younger, I always had to read and research and learn about things, and I don't take things at face value. So try to learn a little and research and not just be on Instagram all the time. I'm can be guilty of that myself, okay? But learn a little bit about stuff, because you'll realize that what I'm talking about, or people in the green movement are talking about, are not things that are fable. These are truths. So, yeah, but greenwashing I have seen all over the place. I've even seen it with some of the companies that have that have tried, having me write about them, but like they're great at selling stuff, or they, or they'll be like more progressive in how their branding on going green, but then you see that they're still selling this stuff over there. So, it's a dirty world, man. Even the Apple iPhone that I'm on, I'm not proud of how it might have been made either, but they are, Apple is trying to be as green and as efficient as possible as well. But, you gotta realize that we live in an imperfect world, and the best thing we can do is try and be as, imperfectly perfect as possible. Like what I said
Right.
before, right? Because if you, it, 'cause you'll bang your head against the wall thinking, what did I do that wasn't green today? Because there's always that going to be that. So the best thing to do, even with greenwashing, is to just do your part, what you can do, and also learn a lot and about what you put on your body, what you eat, what you put on your skin. All these kinds of things, because it affects you, right?
Right.
If it affects you, you're going to be interested. If you're not interested in it, it's not going to affect you personally. You're not going to have any interest in it. So think for yourself. Think about what you're eating. Think about what you're breathing. Think about what you're putting on your skin, what you're wearing, what you're driving, how you're powering your house, all of those things. And when you start doing that, all of that greenwashing that's there, you're going to start to spot it a lot quicker. And then you're going to be able to do what I do, which is, I jokingly do this sometimes when I notice something isn't as right as it can be, and I just go, smells like bovine, it smells around here, smells. And I'll say this once. I did a research, and I'm sorry to say and admit it, but folks, where Cinnabon gets its cinnamon from and how they get it is not pretty. Just saying. So, there's one thing you can do. Cut back on your Cinnabon. Indonesia will thank you. Literally. It's true. I mean, but everything we do, everything we eat, everything we consume has an impact. So the question is, how can in green living I make my impact less every day? And that's how I try to live my life. I'm not saying it's perfect, but how do I try? If you start adding it up and it gets better every day, then you get to be somewhere where you can say, wow, I'm really making an impact. Think about when you fly. Try and get the carbon offset. The little things. I'm sorry, it's dry down here. So One thing that I always try doing, and I've said before, and I'm about to even do a little research on it too, like again, learn. All these world leaders that travel all over the world, imagine if they started buying carbon offsets on the regular. What would that do for the environment?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know you're like trying to make it easier for people to make, green living possible. And then we're
Yeah.
also trying to do the same by offering those choices. So I know you
Good.
also have a green living Amazon shop.
Yes,
And people
yes.
can actually, clicking our LinkedIn bio and tabbing the post promoting this Instagram to get to your shop.
Thank you.
So how do you choose your items to feature in your shop?
Well, I actually have somebody who I also work with who's a vetter for me. Like, so I go online and I shop something. And I look for the greenest possible alternative, and then I send it to my assistant who reviews the product to see if it's actually green or not. And if it is, then we add it. So from organic foods to plant-based foods to Tesla accessories to whatever. That's, we're trying to just create consumables that are green, even LEDs. We're trying to just green up the Amazon store, I guess, and then I've got books there also, my books as well as others for people that I respect in the industry.
Awesome. We're gonna have to have you. I know we're already over. Sorry
Yeah.
about that. It's so
No,
interesting. We're
you're
gonna
good.
have to have you come back again. Let's go in deep more about electric cars and
I'd
other
love
things.
to. You're kidding me? Anytime. I'm here for y'all. I mean, anybody who I've always said I can't do this alone. I'm just one guy, right? So if anybody could participate in this green living experiment, that's what's great about it. So I'd love to talk to you. Come back and talk about electric cars. That would be
So
sick. That'd be great. Yeah.
awesome. So what are you working on now? That's like, what's new are you working on right now?
Well, I'm working with this great company, a couple of great companies, but the big one I'm working on right now is with, well, there's a couple, I should say. Well, EV charging. I'm working with one company that I do social media for, Blink Charging, and then I'm working with another company that I'm about to start reselling, so stay tuned. And then I'm working with this other great company called Green Power Motor Company, which does electric buses, trucks, electric school buses, the minibus for the the microbus for the disabled communities or the elderly communities, and just electrifying all that. I had said by third to fourth quarter of last year, come heck or high water, I was gonna have an electric bus that I was going to work with, and it happened. So that's my big one, and I will have another electric truck I'll be able to announce next month that I'm going to be I'll be collaborating with for a campaign. So
That is
that's,
exciting.
and they
Okay.
do like they do the to give you size, they do like the FedEx UPS size big trucks. So they're going into that class of electric transportation. So it's not just cars anymore, I am talking with certain car companies. I can't.
I think we lost your voice. Seth, I think we lost you for a bit. Seth, can you hear us? Oh, okay. Now you're back.
I'm
Now you're
sorry.
back.
I'm back. I'm back. I'm sorry. So, really quick, I'm saying that I'm working with electric car companies now. So, that could be everything from, and I have worked with car companies from like Tesla to Ford to Chevy. I test drive cars, but now we're starting to get into the business of marketing them too, which will be coming up. We did that with Tesla for a while, but I want to be doing that more regularly. My goal last year was to diversify my portfolio so I'm not just cars, test driving cars. So I wanted to get into the business of charging school buses, inevitably transit buses, but then had to come back and, reinvigorate the car company side. But it's starting to happen, and I'm really great. I think that by doing that for so long, now the car companies are saying, "Hey, what about us? Don't you love us? What happened to us?" So I'm just really grateful to be doing these kinds of projects. That, and I'm doing my podcasts, which I'd really love people to check out, the Green Living Guide by Seth Lightman podcasts. That's one of my other big things because the more I can get downloads on that, the bigger I could take the platform. And I'm literally been told that by my team that I'm signed with. So I anybody definitely check out my podcast as well.
Wonderful. We're going to have you come back, talk about clean energy, the buses, and all the great car project that you're working on.
Would love
So
to. Would
thank
absolutely
you
love to.
so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My
But
pleasure.
everyone, be sure to follow Seth on at Green Living Guy, and also definitely download the podcast.
Yes, and definitely everybody check out Million Marker and be a supporter of them as well. Without them, I wouldn't be talking right now. And we need more people that are just out there pushing green living, recycling, and reducing our plastic usage. Because without people like you, I'm just one voice, and I like many drums to be beating at the same time, not just one. So thank you.
On the same page. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you
Thank you,
so much.
everyone, for joining today. Thank you,
Yeah, we
Seth.
had a lot of people here. I'm
Yep.
really grateful. I've been seeing a lot of names as I've been scrolling. So thanks everybody for joining. Thank you so much. It's
Yeah.
awesome.
Talk to you soon.
Definitely, definitely. I'm coming back. I'm coming back for more.
Yes.
And then you're coming on my podcast.
Right.
I'll talk to you later about that.
Sounds
Thank
good.
you all. Thank
Hey,
you
bye,
all.
Seth.
Bye bye now.